sex toy erotica. 15 steamy stories by Gisèle Renald. Read by Gisèle Renald. Melonhead, queer and kinky erotica by Gisèle Renald. Read by the author. Jay's hand just didn't do the trick anymore. It came as no surprise. He'd been using the damn thing for as long as he could remember. At home, he had all kinds of substitutes, everything from studded sleeves to a fake ass. It was a lot to hide when his parents came to visit. Good of his mother to dog-sit while he was off on one of his business jaunts, but there was a reason he'd bought a toy box with a solid padlock. His mother had to be the nosiest person on the planet. The thought of her presence in his home always sent a shiver down his spine. Adjusting his laptop bag on his shoulder, Jay inched forward in line. It seemed like half the industry was checking into this hotel all at once. The guy in front of him was wearing ocean-cool cologne, and the scent filled Jay with a warmth he forced himself to resist. He always got antsy after the hurry-up and wait of air travel. The web of random security checks his brown body always seemed to get caught in. If he wasn't so sure his baggage would get rummaged through 40 times along the way, he might even bring a toy or two along for the ride. Damned if he didn't need release at the end of the day. That's why he'd stopped at a little fruit market en route. Jay never left home without a plan. Bienvenue chez l'Hôtel des Reines. The pretty Asian girl behind the desk smiled expectantly, which made Jay more nervous than it should have. Realistically, he could have responded in French, but he'd visited Montreal enough to realize most hospitality workers spoke English, too. I booked a room online. The name's Jaypala Balasubramaniam. He fully expected this girl, whose name tag read Yuja, to stare blankly at him for about 10 seconds and then ask, "Spell that for me?" She didn't. Pronouncing each syllable back to herself, she typed his name into her computer and nodded. "We had to switch you from a double queen to a king room. Hope that's okay." Switch rooms? Was that okay? Before Jay's brain could fully mull over the question, his mouth was asking, "Does it have a microwave?" "I'm sorry," you just said. "It doesn't. Do you need one?" "Definitely." The urgency in his answer just slipped out. Jay didn't even know where it came from. He was usually so patient with blips like this. And he knew from experience you caught more flies with honey. Now he got the wide-eyed reaction he'd expected when he'd given his name. But he felt like crap for speaking to the girl so bluntly. "I'm sorry, Yuja. That's a nice name, by the way." Jay's face felt hot, though the girl's demeanor hadn't changed, except that the tip of her tongue now protruded from the corner of her mouth. She was probably biting her tongue to keep from answering back. He'd have deserved it, whatever she had in mind to say. "Sorry," Jay said. I need a room with a microwave. Is there another one available?" Her attention shifted to the computer as she gazed intently at the screen while she tapped at the keyboard. Finally, she shook her head without looking up at him. "I'm sorry." "Nothing?" Jay held the paper bag from the market tight in his hand, resting the fruit against his side. Yuja shook her head.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?